Today, our guest is Dr. Holly Thompson from the USA. Dr. Holly Thompson is a biological dentist at Natural Smiles Dental Care in the USA. She receives a doctorate from the University of Minnesota School of Dentistry. Holly considers the whole body and system when treating teeth. She's passionate about biological approaches to oral surgery and has advanced training in zirconia ceramic dental implant placement. Thank you, Holly, that you be participating in our podcast.
Yeah, no, thank you for having me. Anytime I can talk about biological dentistry, I'm going to be there. So I'm glad to be here.
That's great. Before we dive into the topic, our topic today is the holistic dentistry, the solution to a global health crisis. Before we dive into this topic, I'm really eager to know, when did you actually know you wanted to become a dentist, Holly?
Well, I've been in the field for about 18 years, and I can honestly say it was about 3 years ago that I learned I wanted to be a dentist. You know, I picked dentistry at a very young age, and you know, I was 20 years old when I decided, yeah, I want to be a dentist. It looked like, you know, a noble profession where you're helping people and you get to work with your hands and fix things. But you know, I guess as I went along in the traditional form of dentistry, I really didn't feel I was doing too much besides just kind of basic fillings and, you know, helping kind of the smaller things, but I didn't really feel like I was benefiting people in the way that I really wanted to. But, you know, when I steered it onto the path of biological dentistry, that's when the passion really started to grow, because people were actually excited to see me. they wanted help with removing, you know, toxins from their body and seeing firsthand, you know, how that improves their health and their life. And it's made me completely rejuvenated in what I do. So
what changed? Let's say, what changed 3 years ago? Was there an event that did something happen, or why this, not this turn, but why this, you choose the other path a little bit?
Yeah. You know, I had lived out in Portland, Oregon for a little while and had a lot of surgical experience out there. But when I moved back to Minnesota, I actually had a hygienist that I used to work with tell me about this practice that needed someone that's really focused on oral surgery to join it. And that's when I started to first learn about biological dentistry, because it was Natural Smiles Dental Care that was pursuing me. And it kind of just fell into my lap, to be honest. I was given this opportunity and I was kind of feeling a little burned out going down the road I was. And when I started to work at Natural Smiles, it just was a whole, just a whole new rejuvenation for me.
Understand. And are the patient who visit your dental practice, are they different? Are people who choose to go to an holistic dentist, are they more not educated in an IQ sense, educated in more like, what does oral health mean, and educated in are they, I don't know, do you see a difference in these patients?
Yeah, big time. You know, there's not a whole lot of biological dentists in my particular region in the Midwest. So I have a lot of people that, you know, drive long ways to see me or even fly in and wanting to have the work that I do done. And they're very knowledgeable people that have been pursuing holistic health a lot longer than I've been in the field. So, you know, they come in with a lot of knowledge, and I learn a lot from my own patients too. And you know, we work together to help them achieve the health that they want. You know, I think that's the big difference. In traditional dentistry, no one was ever excited to see me. They're just like, no offense, doc, but I really don't want to be here. Where I really don't run into that at this practice. These people have come a long ways to see me, and they've searched me out, and you know, that's cool as a dentist. That was not what I was used to. So it's been a lot more fun. That's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And but why do you think it's why do you think it's so, I don't indoctrinate, why do you think people are scared to see the dentist? Is this the health system which you, it's wrong, or what? Because normally a dentist, and it doesn't matter which dentist, wants to help people. So why do you think people are so, the dentists are so in a let's say bad light for them?
Well, I think in general, it's just a really sensitive area of the body to be working on. We have a lot of nerve endings in the mouth. It's also a very vulnerable space to be in for a patient. And, you know, I think in the past, a lot of times patients were just, you know, getting fillings without really being told why. You're just like, oh, you got a cavity. Let's do it. You know, instead of kind of educating them through the process of showing them where the decay is, you know, empowering them to be able to remineralize if that's possible. But I think a lot of dental treatment for patients in the past have left them with more pain than what they came in with, or more health issues than what they came in with. And, you know, I think a lot of that is just due to the traditional styles of dentistry that we've used.
And what does the traditional style lack? Is this a lack of storytelling, so that you don't educate the patient for the big picture, that you say maybe it hurts, but in the end, the big outcome is that? Is it more like this, or is what, in your opinion, Holly, what does the traditional dentistry lack of?
Well, I think there's a lot of traditional dentists out there now that do a good job at educating their patients and, you know, informing them of what treatment's being done. You know, that wasn't the norm, I would say, a decade or two ago or and beyond. But I think a lot of patients that come to me, I really spend the time showing them, you know, exactly where the decay is, showing them on a 3D scan, you know, if they have, for instance, a root canal. I think that's a lot of what I deal with, where patients come in and they've had this root canal for years and they felt worse, not better, or it's just never felt right. You know, and guiding them through that process of showing them the 3D scan, showing them where the infection is on there that couldn't be detected on a regular two-dimensional scan. And also, you know, just talking to them about the whole tooth body meridian chart that traditional dentistry doesn't even look at. You know, it's fun to see where a dead tooth is, or a root canal tooth, or an infected tooth is, and also talk with the patient about where other ailments in your body. You know, the teeth are tied to different systems and organs of the body. And if someone's questioning a tooth that's had a root canal or an infection, you know, also being like, well, this tooth, for instance, the lower molar is tied to a lot of digestive issues if it's out of whack. So I think talking to them about that, like, where are you having other issues in your health? It just helps people understand more of, okay, well, I can see on a 3D scan that there's an infection here. I also know I'm having this organ or systemic issue that's related to this tooth. It gets them much more believing in the process of, yes, I have to have this removed and it's better for my health than, you know, trying another root canal or doing a root canal. So I think just guiding them in that process, mm-hmm. and empowering them.
We had an event last year. It was our patent dental conference, and we invited Professor Dr. Thomas Seltner to our event. And Dr. Seltner is the interim CEO of the VHO Organization Foundation, and okay. and he showed a big data that the number one common global health issue is the oral health. And I think second was the headache, and mm-hmm. and so oral health is really, let's say, a big issue and causes a lot of other symptoms. And then I read your Instagram post with about where you referred that you the of the health crisis in the USA. And when I remembered right, it was like, it could be, or I don't know if it's fact. So I say it could be that the generation now will not live longer than the generation before. Mm-hmm. If I'm not, maybe I'm a little bit misleading that, but can you go, like, tell us a little bit more about this post and what you're referring to?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we kind of look around and clearly what we're doing isn't working. I mean, we've never been more unhealthy as a society. We're very inflamed and obese. And, you know, I read a recent book called Can't Even, How Millennials Became the Burnout Generation. And it's by Anne Helen Peterson. And she basically cites all the data revealing how children born today in this generation are not going to live as long as their parents' generation. And, you know, we've been going up and up at each generation in life expectancy. And now we're starting to see data showing that we are on the decline. And so, you know, I think a lot of it is just looking at how we've evolved as humans, and we've been around a long time, and we've had everything that we needed to survive in nature. And somehow we've been really putting a lot of synthetic, things into our bodies, whether it's through medications or food. We're even engaging with people much differently with social media, much more than going out and actually having conversations with people and spending, you know, time with people. And with the global pandemic, I mean, that even made it worse. So, I just think a lot of what we're doing now is not the norm. It's not how we have truly evolved and survived as a human race. And we're in kind of uncharted territories, and it's scary.
Yeah, that's really scary. When do you think a holistic approach maybe is not beneficial for treatment?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. I don't like to speak too much on the medical part of it because I'm not a medical doctor. But I guess for dentistry, I have just seen firsthand things like the mercury fillings. You know, that's where I'm very just anti-mercury in anyone's mouth. And also just the whole way that they placed it into people's teeth would promote cracking and weakness of the tooth. And, you know, the whole root canal thing is I'm just not a fan of them. I see them fail day in and day out. But, you know, as far as medicine, it's a little too early, I would say, in my biological career to speak too publicly on that. Just because I'm still learning as I go with that, but I definitely feel really strongly about the dental side of things.
Zircon Medical's vision, our vision is to make patent dental implant systems the standard of care in tooth replacement for dental professionals and the favorite choice of patients. Is the approach of when you do in a holistic, and I'm really a beginner on this view, but or an outsider is a better phrase. Is the treatment, so you when you do an holistic approach, does it mean that you have longer treatment? So because you need to and you need a bigger spectrum, a bigger picture about, maybe also you need a bigger network because you need to work close with the general doctors and so on. So is it more effort to build up a holistic team and a holistic approach?
Yeah, I mean, that's the hardest thing is we've kind of always been off on our own little island as dentists. And I would envision the perfect holistic practice to have a whole lot of practitioners within it, you know, being doctors and physical therapists, acupuncturists, an herbal pharmacist. You know, I think craniosacral, myofunctional therapy, all of that. I think we all need to be working together and not have dentistry on this whole separate island where, you know, a lot of medical forms that I see don't even ask about what people have in their mouths. And I think that shift really needs to change because, mm-hmm. you know, I have never understood all these years how the mouth is considered this whole separate entity, but you know, everywhere else in the body is fine. If someone's diabetes is out of control, you got to worry about their limbs. You got to worry about all of that because, you know, you can see those things have to be cut off because of uncontrolled diabetes. But why do we think our mouth is so separate? And, you know, we certainly need to be working with that, with a whole team for sure. It can't just be one person. It has to be a whole team.
And how does the Natural Smiles Dental Care approach this? Do you have also different kind of specialized doctors in the clinics? Or what is your approach on that?
Yeah, you know, in the actual clinic, we have a craniosacral specialist. We have a myofunctional therapy specialist. We also have a lady that does biocompatibility testing, with making sure certain materials aren't going to set off a reaction in someone's body for people that are very sensitive to materials. You know, we offer that service, but you know, we have a team of other functional medicine doctors and acupuncturists and physical therapists and chiropractors that we also work with. We're still growing and expanding on that. You know, we're evolving with time and hopefully can refine more and more, but that's where we're currently at.
Understand. And Holly, what do you think can the US government, the US health system do to support this holistic approach? And maybe is there something, I don't know, do you see a light at the end of the tunnel where I see, hey, we are going the right path, or do they completely ignore it?
You know, I think it's got to start honestly with the dental schools. I think that they're very archaic. You know, the mindset has to change of this is how we've always done this, so we need to keep doing this. You know, if that wasn't how Steve Jobs approached Apple, it was always think different. You know, why isn't dentistry doing that? And dentistry needs to be accepting of the change in the field. And, you know, the science is there to support that. And in general, I think there needs to be a real push by the public to demand better from the public institutions and for there to be more availability to biological dentistry. I don't like that it's not the norm, but it's the exception. And so I appreciate podcasts like these where, you know, people are wanting to get more informed and having this information out there to kind of help that public push for, you know, the public schools and the dental schools to definitely change their archaic approach. I think it's harder for students now that are graduating dental school. The debt's really high, and you know they have a lot of they're not being taught this. They're being taught a lot of older things, and I think there's going to be a real hard struggle for them to obtain the knowledge needed to help patients in the right way because they're paying off that debt and they're not even exposed to biological dentistry. So I really think it's starting at the public pushing the schools. And that's probably, in my opinion, where we could at least start.
Yeah. And I can only imagine when you have done a debt because of your study of studying dental medicine, that you feel a lot of pressure to retain this money as a young dentist. That means even if you want to think holistic, you always need to be more productive, do more patient, have less time because you like to get back the money to pay the bills. So this pressure could be also, let's say, a downside to a holistic approach, because I think when you are when you don't feel the pressure, you have you are clearer and you can take your time for the patient. And I think, yeah, maybe this is only my point, but I think this pressure could also so it might be not so good for an holistic approach.
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, you know, especially if you're buying a practice and having to pay the bills. But I also think, you know, if you stay true to what you really want to do and be passionate about, that's where the debt and having absolutely no exposure to biological dentistry, I think, makes it even hard for a new dentist to even have that thought. Like, they're not even exposed to it. And I wasn't exposed to it at all. And it really, I wish I had been. It would have given a lot more joyful years back to me. I really didn't enjoy dentistry for quite a while that I was practicing the traditional way. But, you know, I think it just comes down to people not having the resources or the time to go out. It's a lot of education to do on your own in biological dentistry. And, you know, I'm fortunate I'm able to do that because I didn't graduate with a crazy amount of debt that they're graduating with now. So I think, you know, I really, really hope they can get some sort of exposure to it, because I know if I had that exposure in school, I would have really made an effort to pursue it. And I really think when you do something that you're passionate about, the money will come. But just try to at least find the road that you want to be on.
And Holly, is this a road maybe you see yourself educating this young generation, the new young dentist, so that you take part of the educational system? Do you see yourself on this road too?
I can potentially. I don't see myself working in a dental school, but you never know. I definitely see wanting to get out there and give other dentists exposures to biological dentistry. You know, Dr. Judson Wall out in Utah has been a real mentor to me, and he's been a real, you know, pioneer in the U.S. for this. And you know, he holds a lot of courses at his actual clinic, and you know, I could definitely see myself going that route down the road. But yeah, I definitely want to be accessible to any dentist wanting to learn more about it and kind of, you know, more of my path of, you know, how I've gotten into it and also, you know, what my plans are.
What do you think, can a dentist do who likes to set up his environment for an holistic approach? Do you have some expertise, some tricks to share for dentists listening who say, hey, maybe I'm changing a little bit my approach and setting my practice up for an holistic environment?
Yeah, I think just getting involved with some of the organizations that are available. You know, there's the International Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology, you know, the International Academy of Ceramic Implantology. Dr. Judson Wall has a really good network. I've been really heavily involved in the Swiss Dental Solutions and Biohealth Clinic. They have a whole, you know, online community that we're a part of, and we have study clubs and we go to different parts of the city throughout the year to be a network with other biological dentists. I really think that's the way to get started, is start getting involved in these organizations and networking with other like-minded dentists and collaborating and, you know, picking and choosing what you learn from each one of how you want to do your own unique practice.
That sounds great. I would like to wrap up our podcast with the three questions I always ask. I could talk to you all day long, but I think what are your goals for the near future?
Well, I definitely, you know, I'm 3 years into being a biological dentist. Definitely want to keep pursuing that. I'm really getting much more involved with my zirconia implant placement. I just signed up for the American College of Integrative Medicine and Dentistry out in New Jersey that Dr. Phil Mollica puts on. And that's going to be occupying a lot of my weekends for the next year and a half, traveling out there and learning that. So, that's kind of my near future goals, is just understanding more of the whole body, mind, tooth connection, and being able to bring that back and apply that to my patients.
Great. What advice, Holly, would you give your younger self? So when you can travel back in time, starting the dance school, what advice would you give your young Holly now with your experience?
Oh my gosh, that young Holly was so like unsure and not knowing what she got herself into. But I would just say you went into it for the right reasons. You want to help people. You keep showing up. The biggest thing is showing up every day and doing the best you can, being proud of what you're doing for patients and learning, you know, with everything that you do. And, you know, just make sure you have the right people around supporting you, both personally and professionally. And, you know, you're going to find joy in this career. I promise. So I would have loved my older self telling me that. It would have given me a lot of comfort.
Where can people find you online, offline?
Well, I'm on Natural Smiles Dental Care. I'm in Shoreview, Minnesota, and on Instagram. Also, we're at Natural Smiles Dental Care. We're on Facebook, and then on Instagram, my Instagram is Dr. Dr. Holly Ann Thompson on Instagram. So, yeah, I'm happy to be a resource for whoever needs it.
We will add all your profile links to our article we write for this podcast. And Holly, thank you for taking your time out and participating in our podcast. It was a pleasure to talk with you. You are an amazing gifted speaker.
Thank you.
I can so much to learn from you here. Yeah, thank you, Holly, for your time.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ben. I really appreciated the opportunity.
If you want to find out more about how Circum Medical can help you transform and grow your dental practice, then visit us under mypatent.com and stay tuned.